Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get some blues off in this area.
We're going to try to get it. One monkey in Mr. Bobby Roach, can you come up here a minute, sir? All you got to do is take your time. Let's hear it for him, huh? Mr. Bobby Roach. I ain't studying yet. And one monkey comes out the whole show.
My friend, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bobby Bland.
The reason I'm going back
is
because somebody told me that you was at my home.
Mr. Johnny Taylor. Bobby Rush. Let's hear it for him. I don't have to tell them what to do at all.
I don't know if I can get in on this, man. What you said, if you got a hole in you holding the flashlight. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Bob. You two bees together. How y'all doing, brother?
Just bees, fine. I'm not
brother
good.
And brother.
I'm not
now,
good.
I don't know. What you started here, man? What was he talking about, man?
Well,
JT. Yeah.
You see, it's holding the flashlight right now. I'm not hip to that.
I ain't hip to that flashlight holding either, man.
Let me explain it.
If you're so in love, yeah. Somebody said, well, Barbara, you hinting.
Well, I'm not hinting. I just been pecked by the right hand.
In other words, you ain't his pet, you just pecked your head. Well, anyway, they told me to get a piece of this, and yeah, it's good to see you all out tonight. Bobby, I've enjoyed everything here with you for the last 2 days. It's been wonderful. How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank you. And I want to say, JT, you and Bobby, I really appreciate it.
We love you.
We love you.
And I'm going to go into one of your old things you did a long time ago.
You better do something, because I'm going to get mad.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What?
I think I like that old thing you did. You know, when we were in California, we were staying at Mr. Clark's Hotel out there on
yeah,
Central.
At 18th and
6th. And you had a black, long black limousine, Lincoln limousine. And
well,
you had a song out there called, do. They call it Stormy Monday.
Look outside.
But Tuesday just as bad.
Well,
they call the Stormy Monday.
Look out, JT.
World War II is just as bad.
You done got slick at your feet.
You know when this world. Oh, is on the side. But here's what I liked about the whole thing is that.
What?
You know the heat flies on a Friday.
Yeah. What?
Saturday I go out and slay. Like a good boy. My Sunday, I go to church.
Sunday, I go to church.
I pay my dues.
What you do?
Lord, and I kneel down and pray.
JT, tell her what you say.
Between my woman and my wife. and my wife.
Listen, fellas.
My wife is running my pockets up. And my woman is running my life.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
You're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring with the harmony. Oh, let our rejoicing rise high. Loud as the Georgia. Forever.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
What's up? Cut it up. Right there. Like that. What's going on, everybody? This is the Jimmy the Underground Radio Network program. Excuse me. The Underground Radio Network show. And we're being sponsored by Alias Electronics. They decided to give me some equipment so I could sound a little bit better with my homies from down south. If y'all still out there, my Kentucky homies from down south, chime in, I can be better. And we're going to be taking a look at the landmark landmark Supreme Court verdict. We're going to look at the defense of merits Act. We're going to take a look at the Voting Rights Act. And we're going to deal with George Zimmerman. So, we're going to take one quick musical break. And we're going to kick this off with some music, because this Voting Rights Act, you got people with their stuff all titty-tatty turtle. We won't deal with that, but do you know who's going to have to deal with this evidence? The Congress. My understanding is the Supreme Court put it back in the Congress hands to get it dealt with. So, this is to my black Congress people out there, especially the black congresswomen. Getting it together, everybody.
I feel on you, get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbossed, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of her time, ahead of her line. But next, less acknowledge Barbara Shore and out of Houston, Texas. It's just courage with the power that describes the soul. I so elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year, and before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. Bernice Collins here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history.
I feel you, get my sisters.
Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute.
We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central, she combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier fighting at equality war, shining light on a dark part they want to ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91, well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in a political game. We lack dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain.
I feel you, get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us.
1992 was the year of the woman, doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody could stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Mosley Brown was elected to the Senate, the first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lacked role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew. In the years that followed, it was Corrine Brown and Carrie Meek, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clayton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress.
I feel you, get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute.
And then I'm going to draw. What you going to spring chord first, Evan? Let's do spring chord. Hold it right there. First, let me do something. See, I'm in this now. Let's see how the situation works now. Let's see how we're doing now. Are you listening? Plug in. Here we go. You hear nothing? You hear anything? Can you hear me? You hear me? All right. Okay. Does that sound live? Or does that sound tape? Do you see that like it sound before? Huh? Okay. Not a problem yet. Now how it sound? Interesting. Okay. Let's take one for commercial break and then we see if we can get that on.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
Does your insurance company work for you? Hi, this is Ken Robinson, President and CEO of Ken Robinson & Associates Limited. We are an insurance brokerage firm located at 5963 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Our phone number is 773-626-0883. We make the insurance experience easier by shopping for you, saving you time and money. Our agency features the best insurance products, giving you the most competitive prices. We insure needs for less, featuring life, health, annuities, homeowners, auto, SR22, bond cards, business owners policies, general contractors liability, and vacant buildings. Now, we also offer coverages most major insurance companies no longer offer. Please call for a free quote at 773-626-0883.
Attention business owners, radio show producers, and internet radio producers. It's time to crank it up for 2012 with quality radio production. Are you a record label needing hot album promos or EPKs for your new artist? Introducing CoolVoiceRadio.com. Does your internet show need a new intro or outro? How about a promo for your upcoming event? Are you a DJ needing a hot voice for your next hot mixtape? Imagine increased sales in your business from an internet radio spot. We've got you covered with broadcast quality radio spot production with the nation's top voiceover talent, featuring talent like John Heath, Kate Clifford, Bill Thomas, and much, much more. Visit us online at www.coolvoiceradio.com. CoolVoiceRadio.com or call 646-326-7800. Remember, nothing beats the right sound.
Let me try. Get that door. Let me try. We got some new equipment to try it out here. So y'all got to bear with us and stuff like that. We just got to get people to try it out. Give us our opinion. Give them our opinion on it. So I'm going to try to see if I can do something that I'm going to try to do. Now, I need to turn that down. I'm so loud in my head. I just got it. I'm going to put it in the right room. Okay, see, that's what I'm having this week. If you hear any crazy commercials right now. You hear no crazy commercial, right? No, no crazy commercial. Make sure I turn my ears off. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me in your ears? You got me? Okay, you just got me, right? What about now? You got me on? What about now? And now? You don't have it now. Okay, let me do something like this then. Okay. Let's see if you can hear me now. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You hear that?
No, I
hear you. You hear me? No. I'm trying to make sure that you can hear me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to see how what's the problem, what's the hold up. And then let me do it like that. Can you hear now? Can you hear now? You still hear me? Okay. Can you go now? Can you hear now? You hear nothing at all. You just hear me? That's not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. Let me see if I can. Let's see what we're doing. We're just trying something new, everybody. Just bear with us for a second. I can't hear myself on the headphones. That's what I'm tripping up. You can hear me, though, Abby. How does that sound? The same? Clear? But I can't hear myself. I lost touch my headphones. So while we're getting this together, just kind of play some music, and we come back with that part. Why don't you go in and get your boy Mike? Get some more Mike. I don't know, we can keep it Bobby Blue then, but Mike Burke was just different. What? You funny. We're going to go Bobby Blue then, keep it bluesy for the whole cruisy out there checking us out. Let's try. Here, give me a chance.
I'd just like to say to you, BB, that we really appreciate having you.
Thank you. It's an honor for us to be here, that you would have us.
By us, I think you're alluding to the fact that a special guest is here, and we might as well bring him on in, Mr. Bobby Blue Bland. How about it for him?
Yeah.
As I probably mentioned before, this, of course, was prompted by the album that you and Bobby did together, BB on it, ABC Dunhill, together for the first time, which, you know, was one of the most fantastic things I've ever heard. And anybody that says that they didn't like that album, they didn't know what they were listening to.
Well,
I read a review that was kind of negative.
Yeah, they ripped us off. People
shouldn't write about things they don't understand. You know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know about Bobby, but I'd like to mess up some more, just like that.
And also, a lot of our viewers are probably aware of the fact that on a recent show we did with Bobby, you were a special guest. And this, of course, is a TV show. And
we
thought we'd try it again the other way around.
Well,
that was so fantastic.
Well, it's a pleasure, and it's always nice to be with you, and it's always a pleasure to be with BB.
So I'm going to let you guys start to stinking up here a little bit, all
right?
How about a gang for BB King and Bobby Grant?
Get blue, here's my talking. It's
I don't know. Oh, yes! I
Can you hear me? Well, is Gene, you think you have any? Come on. Take those headphones out. That's why I can't get no feedback. Okay. Okay. That's better. Okay, now. How do I sound to you, Ebony? No feedback. Here's the girl. Heard your blues. I know that sound. Got the wrong headphones. I'm trying to get the...
Yo, the saga begins. Begin war. I'll draw first blood, be the first to set it off. My cause, tap all jaws, lay down laws. We take it with jaws, we do jokes, rust the doors. It kind of D's, time to make breeze or guns toss. And full force, some team will go at your main source. My non-taurus, hit forces and take hostages. Your whole setup, from the ground up, we lock shit. Blood, your eye, fuck up your optics. Switch to kill instincts, for niggas pop shit. Your nigga know it, what's the topic? 9 pound, we rocked it. 96 strike back with more hot shit. Illuminate, my team will glow like radiation. With no time for patience or complications. The shit is done right, my click airtight. Trapped in a never-ending gunfight. The niggas lose strikes and lose life. Jail niggas sending kites to the street. Over some beef that wasn't fully cooked. Finish them off, well done me. Then said, joint two slugged to your head. Travel all the way down your leg.
Hey yo, it's hell on earth. Who's next are gonna be first? The project is front line, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you. Yo, it's right in front of your eyes.
We rep the QBC, nigga rep yours, it's all love. Midly stacked down, heavily guarded by hollow tip slugs. They crack down, the wannabe thugs, adapt the gas down, then bow down. Slow the fuck up, see how I'm found now? Articulate, hitting body parts and start shifting shit. Never hesitate, it's a crack game unlimited. Sign my roster, we can do this, forever infinite. Then reminisce, 20 years later, how we was getting it. Either with me, go against the grain, you better hit me. Legging me, you're robbing me, niggas better body me. Cause it's a small world of niggas. Talking like bitches singing like snitches, pointing you out in pitches. Cause you rep the QBC faithfully, playing hating me. All that bullshit is just making me more the better. The concentrator getting cheddar. Your shorty set you up, you better deader. I told you, shape and mold you, sun you, then I hold you. Like a pimp, my control you, double edged, blow you in the VI. Like I'm supposed to, the click is coastal, international, you local. McCarty mix, physically fixed, hit you with shit. Then I leave a loose thing, it's fit, properly fixed. Son, I solved them, pulled them in my world and involved them in chaos. Walk the beat like around the wake cops, the average pissed out. QB City, Dog, Fall the Part 3, Gotti, Gambino, and Ty Nitty. Scarface, rest in peace. Who's next? Who's next are gonna be first? The project is front line, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, hey yo, it's right in front of your eyes.
Might have the solution to the problem. You know what I mean? Sorry about that, people. Okay. Yeah, came out, it's just a problem. Just try it again. Came out, it's just a problem. Ebony. Nah, it's a Wednesday. We just need to get stuff back up again. Let me see. I might have a physical problem. Let me see. Okay. Can you hear anything, Ebony? You hear it?
Hey, you. That requirement applies. That's all.
You don't hear me? You don't hear the. Right now. Hear it now? You don't hear it now. Yeah, I do not hear. Now, When you get the old man John Conyers out there, not John Conyers, when you get the old man out there, what you going to say? That wasn't John Conyers. That was John Conyers. Is that what that was? I couldn't see it. The blood flows like a river. He marched his mama down. Come on, give it to me. Anyway, what the law does is take a look at Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. The whole Voting Rights Act is not struck down. Black folks will not be taking poll tests tomorrow. Let's get that straight. All right? What we got to understand, am I coming through clear, Avenue? Good. We got to understand is that what the Supreme Court has done was put the issue right back in the hands of Congress. Now, how come it is that every so 10, 15 years, the 1965 Voting Rights Act comes back up to Congress for reauthorization? Now, if this is such a monumental act, if this is such a game changer, then Congress can get together and iron it out. Let's not be mistaken, everybody. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 is put in place to make sure that blacks did not get disenfranchised, or they were able to exercise their constitutional rights. Now, what Congress can do is make this law permanent. Like, I need to find the clip where the vice president said, when I was in Senate, when the law came up for reauthorization, and we passed it, and even Stern Thurmond passed it. You passed a law that we really established the Fifth Right. So I'm not saying let's make it permanent. 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 Now, what this law does is say, let's play the front game, Democrats. We can go up here, put all these people up here and say, oh, we're going back in time. Republicans, we're going back in time. But let's be real Democrats who didn't support the Voting Rights Act of 1965 in the Republican Senate. Let's be real Democrats. If we are real about what we're saying, or what you're saying, then you will go back and look at that provision that is wrong. Now, are you going to say the Voting Rights Act of 1965 are specifically for African Americans? Are you going to say that? Or are you going to open it up and dilute it from what the original meaning is? See, the ball is in your court, Democrat. Now, we can easily sit back and say that it's the Republicans that have done this. But why is it that under a Democratic president, a black Democratic president, we can get the Voting Rights Act bill struck down, but we can pass DALMA. We can strike down the Defense and Merits Act. Can we? Of course we can. We can get Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Can we? Of course we can. We can even, check this out, everybody. We can even give a Dream Act. We can even give Hispanics the dream. We can give Hispanics the dream of what? No equality? What? What can we give the Hispanics a dream of? What, they get free education? But I want somebody to call me African Americans that were born between the age of what? 1965 in 1985. No. You should be, listen, they just took it downwind. Matter of fact, so if you're in college right now, where will you walk? Somebody? Somebody? Anybody? Right. So I'll go to 1993. So if you are born between the year 1965 and 1993, please call me and let me know how did you benefit in life being black. Tell me what doors were opened up to you because you were black. If they want to say that these laws are helping black people, I want people to call and tell me that, yeah, I got in this college because I'm black. No. No. They gave you something like Proposition 18 or 62 or Prop 45 or Prop something, whatever. No, you can't get in. What job? You need a high advanced degree job? No, I can get a woman. What I need you for, black man? We're going to let all the Hispanics come out of the shadows, except for the black men who can't be fathers and go back to Section 8 houses and be with their family because they got a felon, but we're going to promote familyism and still strike down the Defense of Marriage Act. Somebody give me a call. No, you ain't give me. You ain't got to call me. You ain't got to call me. You know. Let's find out what, let me get some more news paper that the Defense of Marriage Act is. Let's lift it up.
Virtual Peak in Kansas, the town that wants Jesus to go to see what searches you people prefer. Let's see it on. Would you believe me if I told you that people prefer me for the wedding top searches?
I'm not sure if I can do that.
Well, let's look up Honeybee.
I'm getting out for the website.
I'm on my Google. Oh, well, why don't we search for copy? That went right.
Being a blood.
It's all about revenue sharing, everybody.
So all you guys now know that the Supreme Court has announced its decision in Winter versus the United States. And we won every degree at Central Four. Wow. I'm honored and humbled and overjoyed to be here today to represent not only the thousands of Americans whose lives have been adversely impacted by the Defense of Marriage Act, but those whose hopes and dreams have been constricted by the same discriminatory law. I greatly would love to aspire for more than four decades of love and joy, sickness and health, death, and death. If he had died in 2009 from a heart condition, 2 years after we were finally married, I was heartbroken. It was deeply personal that only some stress and anguish led to the rise of my government. The woman I had loved and cared for to share my life with was not my legal founder, but was considered to be the stranger with no relationship today. Robin Kaplan, our counsel of record, argued our case in the Supreme Court on March 27th this year. What she argued against illness was cool, calm, and informed, and reasoned, all of which was sustained by her deeply self passion for equality in all of our lives. And we won. All the way. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thought we had every right to win. I thought our arguments were sound and everyone else's were insane. Okay? All right.
Well, they really didn't do nothing. They just kicked it back down to the state. Now, yeah. Can you hear that? Can you hear the commercial? Do you hear anybody sing anything you can do better? Do you hear that? Do you hear anything you can do better, Ebony? Just hear me. Just me. Do anybody hear anything you can do I can do better? You heard it over here or you heard it over there? Well, I'm not asking for that. I'm not asking for that. Okay. We still rolling. I asked for that. I just texted that out. Okay.
Now, okay. Now. What? No, well, listen, everybody, it's what's going on Wednesdays, and everybody know me. We just got some new stuff here, and we're trying to make everything sound all proper, so you got to bear with us right now for the time being. Go to the George Zimmerman, we can pull everything up. Everything is so whack right now. We might need to show. Yeah, we you know, that's what I'm saying. It's one of those shows that you sit back and be like, man, what else can go wrong besides back door slamming? Why don't you get that door, Ebony, and for this soundproof studio, y'all let all the sounds in. Man, we need to go back under to the underground where everything was copacetic. That's what we move ourselves up for. We move yourselves up. All right.
And then I also heard, you know, after the loud voice, very aggressive, almost like yelling, then I would hear like a lighter, you know, softer, higher pitched thing. I just reached over and shut my light off. And then when I looked down, I could see now at that point two people on the ground, one on top of the street.
The yells for help, if you heard of that time, could you identify whether it was the dominant, louder voice or the higher system?
Well, in my opinion, I truly believe, especially the second yell for help, that was like a yell. It was exaggerating. I didn't tell if it was the voice. After hearing the yell for help, I still was staring down out the window, and just, you know, still one person on top of each other. Then I heard like from my window, pop, pop, pop. And I don't know what a gun really sounds like, but it just was like three popping.
Can I get your name, please?
Hi, James. James, I don't want to be a witness to anything.
It's okay. All you do is an artist.
I know, Grant.
Now. That's little pieces of George Zimmerman testimony I'm trying to get out there to see. You know, just to see where we really at. You know, where are we really at in this little case? I'm getting another excerpt for I'll take another break after this. You got the excerpt lined up, we can go from that point on. Let's try this. This is 9911 call to be added in. And then we're going to do after that, take a quick break, and we go from there, and we'll see how it handles itself from that point on. 347-389-825. Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. And what's your opinion on the George Zimmerman situation? What's your opinion? So I want to know.
And good morning, everyone. You have been watching live the George Zimmerman trial. Zimmerman charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Central Florida in February of last year. What you just saw was a hearing that went on outside the jury's presence. The jury was waiting outside the courtroom during this. What happened is yesterday there was some testimony from the custodian of police dispatch calls. These are non-emergency, not 911 calls, and she was testifying for the prosecution, and at one point, the prosecution then attempted to play phone calls of previous calls that George Zimmerman had made to the non-emergency police line. At that point, the defense said, hey, wait a minute, stop. Why are these calls being admitted as evidence? We don't believe they're relevant to the trial. At that point, yesterday, the judge asked the jury to leave, and they had a discussion and determined that they would have to hold a hearing outside the jury's presence to decide whether or not George Zimmerman's previous non-emergency calls to police should be admitted. And that is what you have been listening to for the past hour or so, were the defense and the prosecution
attorney making arguments to Judge Deborah Nelson as to whether or not
as a technicality, as the defense attorney Mark Romero pointed out, they were supposed to provide this 10 days before the trial started, and that's why we see pre-trial hearings. This hearing is mid-trial. The trial is already going on, and this is coming up now.
And the prosecutor was called on that, and he cited a case saying that the 10-day the 10-day notice can be waived if the defense can't show any prejudice to them by being admitted without the 10-day notice.
Right.
We don't know if the judge is going to adopt that argument, but that's what the prosecutor just made a few moments ago.
All right. There we go. No dead air. Okay, I'm sorry for the bad audio and audio and stuff like that with it. But I was trying to give a little Zimmerman hooked up. We got to do this. We got to do a whole Zimmerman show. We might do a Zimmerman show like Friday or something like that. You know, to get everything put in because it's difficult to get what you want down in there. So what you want to do, let's go back to some gathering. We're getting everything plugged in. Let's go back to the voting rights act. Let's see if we get that one back on there.
We're in Topeka, Kansas, the town that once changed its name to Google to see what search engine people really prefer. Let's bang it on. Would you believe me if I told you that people prefer Bing for the web top searches?
I'm not sure if
you hear me or do you hear commercial?
Well, let's look up Honeybee.
I'm going to go with
that. Plugged in yet?
At the moment, Google is my default.
Well, why don't we search for copy?
I like the right.
Bing,
Bing,
one.
Four, seven,
Bing Google Kansas. You may be a Bing man.
People prefer Bing over Google for the web top searches. Don't believe it? Go to bingiton.com and see what you're missing.
Good evening. As one reporter put it today, the U.S. Supreme Court has driven a stake through the heart of the most important civil rights law ever enacted, the Voting Rights Act. It was created because of a history of discrimination in certain states. Today, the court said our country has changed since then. The court was divided over it, and while it doesn't end voting rights enforcement in this country, it fired up opponents from the president to the attorney general to civil rights groups. While it does allow Congress to bring it back if there's the political will, it's where we begin tonight with our justice correspondent, Pete Williams, at the court. Pete, good evening.
Brian, good evening. The court's conservatives today followed through on a threat they made 4 years ago to strike at the heart of the Voting Rights Act unless Congress updated it. Congress did nothing, and today the court left that key part of the law all but dead. The ruling deals a crippling and potentially fatal blow to the law signed by President Johnson in 1965, a response to widespread efforts in the South to prevent blacks from voting.
We're marching today to dramatize to the nation.
Civil rights veteran John Lewis, now a Georgia congressman, watched as the law was signed.
Without the Voting Rights Act of 1965, there would be no Barack Obama as president of the United States of America. We've come too far, made too much progress to go back. This decision represents a serious setback for voting rights and has the potential to negatively affect millions of Americans across the country.
In a 5-4 ruling, the court's conservatives said the areas covered by the Voting Rights Act have changed, but the law has not kept up. The act requires states with a history of voter discrimination to get permission from the federal government before changing how they conduct elections. The court left that part intact, but it struck down the map, the coverage formula of where that requirement applies. That's all of 9 mostly southern states and parts of 6 others. Chief Justice John Roberts said the map is based on decades-old data and eradicated practices. In 5 of the covered southern states, he said, African Americans have a higher voter turnout percentage than whites. Opponents of the law who helped Shelby County, Alabama, challenge it, hailed the ruling.
We've just elected a black president of the Shelby County Board of Education over a white incumbent in a countywide election. African Americans are an integral part of Southern political life, and that's a good thing, and that's never going to change.
But writing for the court's 4 dissenters, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said gutting the law that has helped end voter discrimination is like throwing away your umbrella in a rainstorm because you are not getting wet. Civil rights groups vowed to rally the same kind of action from Congress they got 48 years ago.
The reality is the only way Congress will act is if we call, if we march, if we pressure, if we make clear that we do not intend to go backwards on voting.
One state, Texas, responded immediately, saying it would start enforcing one of the nation's strictest voter ID laws, something the federal government tried to stop. And it may also redraw its congressional and legislative districts now that it's no longer covered by the key part of the Voting Rights Act. Tomorrow, the term ends with the final decisions, including on those 2 blockbuster cases on same-sex marriage.
Brian, Pete Williams at the court for us tonight. Pete, thanks.
Now, like I was saying earlier, you all going to march down to who? Y'all going to call who? Your congressmen? Because they got rid of a part in the Voting Rights Act that only Congress can fix? Are we saying that Congress is not going to fix that? The Voting Rights Act did not help Barack Obama become president. If it wasn't, people were voting in North. Let's not get it twisted. There were people voting. There were people getting discriminated now. Let's not get that twisted off. But if Congress has an opportunity to correct the wrong, then why can't Congress get that opportunity to correct a wrong? The Voting Rights Act should not be up for reauthorization every so many odd years. First of all, it's 1965. The act ain't even made permanent. all this is subterfuge and distraction. Trayvon Martin, distraction. The gay agenda was up to him. Where are we going with this, everybody? I'm not trying to be homophobic. I mean, certain people get certain laws over African Americans. It's always been that way. So let me get this straight. In Texas, you got black people walking around the street with no ID. Yeah. Everybody black know you won't leave the house with some ID unless you're dirty because you're going to get capital. And they're going to make you that guy that nobody can find because you're identified. I mean, that's how it goes. The illegal aliens do not have ID. And they're going to be caught in droves and voting. So if they don't have no state issued ID, then they can't vote. I mean, that's just it, man. Burgermeister. Yeah, I'm with the Burgermeister here, whooping down burgers, grabbing a plate of spaghetti down. But no, they're coming in here and getting what we were fighting for. The same party who was fighting against the Voting Rights Act, the Democratic Party, are trying to correct the wrong because they don't want you to know that they were the party against it. They say correct the problem. So correct the problem. There's no need to be going down and call your congressmen out and see was not trying to fix the problem, because check this out, people. There is an election that's coming up. I'm quite sure, I'm very quite sure that they are going to straighten that out. They just run out here scaring people. You know, scaring people like, ain't nothing happening. You know, well, what we going to do, Ellie? We got some new equipment, everybody. We're trying it out. We don't know how everything's working out. We trying some new things, and we, you know, kind of got it down pat to one part of it. We just got to find a way to work something else into it so we can be able to do some other things. We're going to do a Trayvon Martin show next week for sure. Who got number one last? Who's number one last week? Cone. Last week, got Cone number one. And maybe that's because it was an NBA year after you think. We got some new music from Ohio coming in. We might have Killer Joe on. We might have Prophet Child Paul. Or Prince Paul. We don't know. It's one of those things. We got some new hot stuff. 135. We got NG Black from France. You know, we got some new Wash, some new AVR, some new Uwa. Y'all need to check that out. Let's go to commercial break, Ebony, and then we're going to see what else we got lined up. 347-838-9825. Y'all fucking dumb. Y'all can start with some questions now if y'all listening. And to my head, Billy D. McCone, call me back. Jimmy loves y'all.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today, and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the lease tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
Kept cats on their toes and skeeted on the feet of the skates. bona fide pros, legends of the yard, masters of the scam and department store card. The cats who ain't with us, we kicked it with so hard, we still reminisce over you, my God. Lived without water, slept without heat, but we always had bread and we kept something to eat. And in the real sports, we with the troopers. The boys had the baseball players, we had the hoopers. And when we said party, you cats better know. The jams we gave made it cave in the flow. Breezeway bosses, road trip kings, out cold brothers doing out cold things. We got Swain Clops, Pretty Simpson, and Jim Lee. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. The Hill K, Rob, Ty, Allen, Big B. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Sterl, Nick, Beatty, Fred, Lemon, A-G. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Big Jake, Chavez, Tone, Brett, and Milky. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. I remember doing my thing with the crew. House of Love, headquarters 762. After the first summer, we started something new. And right around the corner was the House of Love 2. Had the Taco Bell, was a beauty KFC. And ready drive through Friday night, full wage. Fought like brothers, that's how it had to be. And now for cabarets, man, we getting in free. When our cold come in and y'all stand up. When it's time to roll, we all man up. They knew us in the Union, they knew us in the X. When we heard out cold, you knew it was coming next. Malt liquor tipping, cognac sipping, hustle money flipping, old school whip whipping, all out till we fall out. Get more than you did, get in when you fit in, get down like you did. We got Swain Clops, Pretty Simpson, and Jim Lee. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. The Hill K, Rob, Ty, Allen, Big B. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Sterl, Nick, Beatty, Fred, Lemon, A-G. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Big Jake, Chavez, Tone, Brett, and Milky. Now, tougher than leather now, out cold ink, baby, all in together now. Chi-Town, Naptown, Philly, the D, Akron, Cleveland, the ROC, Brooklyn, Saginaw, CO, and Flick. It ain't where you're from, it's where you went. And I went to where the yard was the hardest. CSU, the mighty Marauders. A few new builds, a couple new names, but they still getting down with the reindeer games. Candlelight service couldn't touch my flame. From the Gardens to Galloway, it's still all the same. Remember Ben Jordan and my man Dave Newton. Dre and JR, I know you up there trooping. Till the next time I see you and we meet at the gate, it's for God, it's for Central, for State.
I'm cold. Hey, yo, yo, stay sweet. I see you, man. Jack Dunbar, what up, dog? Johnny Walker, Antonio Holmes, I see you. Big Saul Foster, and Trista, what up, baby? Blue Williams, E.C. Don Crump, much love. Rich, Snake, Butcher, we in there. My little homegirls from out here, what up? And anybody else I forgot, just remember we out cold.
Martian, I'm dancing with the stars while I'm swimming where the sharks been. I'm feeling higher than the angels I soar above. Yeah, I've been embraced.
screens. I enjoy the love. Yeah, no hate. You probably couldn't relate.
I spark like a blunt tip. Something cavy making green like Mitch. Gift rap vocals dispatch with every attempt. The Hatters gang shook up when Dre cook up. Every thug look up. Grinder got me on kill. Eyes bloodshot, heavy built. Lay a nigga out like Quill. Clear the guilt. I rock for rollers from low riders to Henny toasters. Cut off dead weight to keep my formulas kosher. Accept no imitation. Straight losing his stack. It's slimmest chances of Michael Jackson getting his black fans back. My reputation's like a Tech Nine. Knock out the best in the circle. 3 minutes wreck time.
We're pulling strings, killing kings, cutting old pinky rings. He's in control of the whole game. I took a pull from the blood and him to blew the smoke from my London with a world of him. Hot the billion, turning to soldiers by the million. This absence, we multiply by the masses. Masters of the game, every move you make. Through manipulation is the move I choose for you to take. You see what I want you to see, and you turn into whatever I want you to be. Whether it be enemy or ally, the aftermath results in those assassins.
Trained by the hood, raised by the wolves, trained by the pain, adopted by gorillas, got a tank for a car, ice for an arm, got tattoos for skin and stars for bras, got a building for a crib, Manhattan for a backyard, skyscraper neighbors, and fuck me when they man gone, kings of New York, I'm one of the few of those, difficulties occur, it's gonna be funerals, you get a quiet spot in the shade, for a grave, I get paid, cause I got murder for a 16, and I'm so much rich, I got a condo for a piggy bank, so much stash, I just laugh at your face, blow a stack on David, cause I'm a pyro, maniac for carrots, with the rose gold, I was told by the OGs like my pops, if you can't whip their ass, the niggas get shot.
You say guns, I say we start lies,
well if you got beef, son,
you'll meet me on an island where the Cubans meet the Haitians. Or won't meet the verbal lyrical assassination. From L.A. to Brooklyn, why you doing all that talking? Think you got a sober tip, a dead man walk. Yo, toast to host, from coast as we boast. When we meet again, I won't be cast, but that's when we go. Yo, hear shots like this, yo, got things are still the same, I'm still going crap. Why Clef would be real, let me build better yet. Kill a beat, kill. Yo, be real, watch the grill.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step. Appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of hydro, only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well-dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for wifey. The girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We can drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the titties is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you shoot with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid.
You scared, you scared, you scared, motherfucker, you scared. You scared, you scared, you scared, you scared,
you scared,
you scared, motherfucker, you scared.
You scared,
you scared, motherfucker, go to church.
Go to church.
If you got a motherfucker, do your dirt.
Do your dirt.
If you a down motherfucker, put in work.
Put in work.
If you a crazy motherfucker, go berserk.
Go berserk.
If you a scared motherfucker, go to church.
Go to church.
If you a gutter motherfucker, do your dirt.
Do your dirt.
If you a down motherfucker, put in work.
Put in work.
If you a crazy motherfucker, go berserk.
Go berserk.
Click, clack, and pistol, pack, and crip, wagging, holy, y'all. Who the only nigga in the club with the Coolio? You ain't know? Yeah, you did. There it was. There it is. Is that Coolio? No, yes, let me in.
King of the town. Yeah, I've been that.
Motherfuckers don't want to bring a bucket.
You know I click, clack, where you and your men's at.
And all your time in the club trying to juggle.
Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat.
If you walk by, nigga, I'ma not fly, nigga.
Rooftop like we bring an 88 back.
From your ass, you can come try, nigga.
They shooting. I made you look.
We come through the spot real heavy on the waist.
You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Look.
So when they wanna move, we put them in their place.
I'm made up. Come on.
Zone. Can't be home, the crime got me in the zone. Homies blowing up the Philly phone. The world knew I had to come once more. And just to let y'all know, I do my thing and still blow. Enough to burn, 10 mil sales confirmed. The most anticipated since Tyson's return. So come on everybody, let's all get down. Cause what we have is a brand new sound. All the mommies in the house getting live tonight. They wanna and all my dogs feel a vibe tonight. They wanna
all the mommies in the house getting live tonight. They wanna. And all my dogs feel a vibe tonight. They wanna. Say what? Slippin' West that performs, it's guns out. Not Daryl Simmons, but D8, I run out. Smack earth when it's fire out, niggas who run mouth. Peace cold like the winter, you birds gon' fly south. Put you kids in the corner like time out. Look, nigga, I don't give two fucks what you rhyme about. All them boring war stories, your shorties, your lines out. Get your load up in the hallway, your body just lying
nigga,
out.
We dope getters, hoe hitters, you gotta fill us. Cocksuckers, you know why, we gorillas. Spot rushers, head busters, the flow so vicious. You motherfuckers mad you can't touch us. Gun holster on my shoulder, money folder. Bank stopper, grand trapper, six thrower. Louis rocker, bottle of Greek popper. And for that green card, I get your ass laced proper. See me, I ain't got the. Introduce myself, I'm the bank stopper. When the dice game proper, 718 partner. The zip code with a fifth load, the quick load. At your kinfolk, to get dough. No info for the pig though. We gutter, we don't talk. Leave it on the streets like silly boards and old chalk. These hot things on our way somehow give us a cold heart. The closest thing to a pins in my hood was a go-kart.
We don't stop. Any hood we feel like stomping through. Any one of you just say you want it. We from the swamp. Trying to get up, get out, and get that money true. But we ain't who you want to run into.
Nah,
we gon' stop. Any hood we feel like stomping through. Any one of you just say you want it. We from the swamp. Trying to get up, get out, and get that money true. But we ain't who you want
to
run into.
Yeah, no. I get to choose it. Lover, never puff it out of rubber. Never in the seats like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser. Drive a compressor. Top notch hold, get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling feelings off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, ball be a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn heads. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Hey, you've been rolling solo, time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side, if you know what I mean. I show you shit you've never seen, seven wonders of the world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl.
Girl,
don't say my girl, I don't mean my woman, that ain't my style. Need a real street stalker,
stalker,
walk a green mile. You piling up the paper on the dining room table, cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Hey, we rock your rest stable, keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with $1,000 shit up on my back. I'm a $1 million man, they need a $1 billion bitch. Put my pippin' in your life, watch your daddy get big. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, Pimpsy be you with B. Cause what's the hoe with no pimp, and what's the pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get told.
Ain't no love in the heart of the sun. Ain't no.
ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. I say it again. Ain't no love in the heart of the city. What's a man named Ebony? What's his name? His name is Big Up to Hughes Music. His name?
Mm-hmm.
His name is Big Up to Hughes Music.
His name is C. Martin Skip.
What's the name of the show?
His name is
Yeah.
Music Madness Service.
What's his new name? New Music Thursday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hold on.
His name is.
I want to know now, man. I want to know.
It's used radio, but that was his man.
Hold on for a second. Let's take another commercial break. I'll be right back in a minute.
I'd just like to say to you, BB, that we really appreciate having you.
Thank you. It's an honor.
I'm on the mic and hearing the headphones, and I'm not realizing I gotta press that button. That's what it is the going to our third year show. Next month we're gonna kick off our membership drive on our page, and we're gonna do something new in our third year. We gotta do something new in our third year because we've been like trailblazers, setting the trail. A lot of new Music Thursdays out there, Independent Thursdays, Tied Music Thursdays, Semi Shit Thursdays, but we're the real new Music Thursday. As a matter of fact, yo, Ebony, there's 6:47 left in our show. Can we vote 10 o'clock? Can we get a challenge out or request for all our top 10 artists and everybody who's in on our show if they can send us a new Music Thursday intro? and we're going to have a judge. God just seems like the best one. Now, Mr. Indy, New Music Thursday, who came on my show and tried to fight my show and have your own show, I ain't tripping. Because the whole deal is to make sure people get off the block and be heard. So we're doing the same thing. You know, people want to be heard. And good music is want to be heard. You know, good music needs to be out there. So for all my fans down south, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Miami, not even like East Coast, Atlanta, nothing like East Coast. Keep saying that stuff. Out west, Portland, Seattle, Vegas, Colorado. Keep sending that shit in. People out there, over there, out east, Jersey, Yonkers. Wisconsin. Oh, we can't forget about Mr. Frizzo, Wisconsin. No. I ain't got the Midwest yet, I'm on the East Coast. I ain't got the Nat Town yet, I'm just talking about Buffalo, Rough Buff. I was talking about the Plainfield and Kansas. Not we go call it from St. Louis, Missouri, but Kansas. Like Kansas. We get big up to Topeka. Big up to Topeka. And all our blue-eyed hip-hops out there. Even our man, NG Black, from way from Ebony, France. Keep sending y'all stuff in. And don't forget, tomorrow is New Music Thursday. And I know my man ain't listening tonight, Evan. He's not listening tonight. But if you are listening, Mr. I Got On Your Show to See How You Do Your Show, if you are listening, call in tomorrow. Because we're trying to see if my cat from St. Louis, Missouri, Mr. C.O., O'Dean, Cone, to see if they can still be number one. So don't forget tomorrow. This is Jimmy Underground Music. This is Jimmy Underground Radio Network. It's New Music Thursday tomorrow. Get your votes in. I'm sorry for that show. We got new equipment. I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? Even my wiggers who called in that day. Hope y'all wiggers call in tomorrow and check my music out. And keep sitting in. Good night. And may your God be with you.
talking shit, but they ain't bout what they saying. Nah. So like an angry beaver, man, I do not give a damn. Fuck the bullshit, man, I treat it like spam. My papa King Kong, he say, what up, Uncle Sam? Okay, catch me on that south side. On the block, I'm outside. These pussy niggas got girl traits. Yeah, they desperate housewives. Nigga, I go Kong, smoking on that strong. She say I'm off the chain. She trying to get it on. Okay, I got my Nike boots on. Throw the camera, I'm trying to get money, like don't get bananas. I'm random, I got in a nigga, pardon my manners. Throw a tantrum on any beat, my flow need anger management. I'm panicking, no, not really, I'm cool. Like the cigarette, nigga, I am poison for you. I wasn't immature, but now I've improved. I'm hurting niggas pride, like a crip, they blue.
We somebody, we go come. Yeah. Pop on the throne, so you know just what.
cone. We always hit that tone, bitch, you better leave us alone. Bitch, your lips up, treat the pole like hiccups. Back with Luke Cone, shorty, yeah, that my lip, bruh. I'm quick to pull a stick up, grab a tool and lift up. Lead a scene brutal, treat the tires like swishers. Bitches wanna lick us, I'm blow pop, dirty phone ringing, that's her nigga. She said she not worried, these pussy niggas rap about it, you can tell I'm real. That ain't shit in my body, shorty rolling like a wheel. Wonder how his mama feel, knowing she done raised a bitch. The kid is in your name, watch me make a child trip. Laughing, real mo' niggas about that action. Got the Green Bay with us, Combs packing. Shooting, breaking jaws, fuck the laws, bitch, we trashin'. Only nigga dumping in your scene is the trash man. Whole click napping, we sleeping where we meet them, ain't no chatting. Put feet right on his teeth and get the tapping. Smack, we somebody. We go Combs.